This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The headlines up on Infowars.com, Shaquille O'Neal questions whether 9/11 is an inside job, everything from Building 7 to you name it. Well, my respect for Shaquille O'Neal just went up quite a bit. I got to be honest, I don't know much about him other than he's a successful entrepreneur in business, separately really good at real estate, you name it. They say he's one of the smartest investors in the NBA. And you got to be an idiot not to know 9/11 was an inside job. The question is exactly how was it carried out inside. Very positive that's coming out. The awakening is accelerating. Sure, he's 14 years late. So what? Mm-hmm. Who cares if you're late to the party as long as you get there? That takes even more, sometimes. But let's play this clip of the stuff they're pumping at kids. You don't learn reading and writing and arithmetic, but you learn. I see this with all the trendies where the dad is feeding the kid and the dad goes and changes the diaper. Why don't you share it? No, it's all about how the dad also goes to work. I mean, dad and these men get off on being emasculated. Well, because we've been conquered by men, the globalists, so they taught us how cool it was not to have men. That's the first thing a conquering group does is just kill your men. Well, now they just put stuff in your water and turn you into a pat or whatever that was on Saturday Night Live. Let's play this clip.
Hey, I'm Ben. I'm in high school and I have a girlfriend. So I found out that my parents, A, were getting divorced, and B, my dad is becoming a woman. Whoa.
Hi, my name's Carly. Used to be Charlie. Now I'm Carly. I'm going to have surgery. How does it make you feel?
It's kind of official that my dad is gone.
We found out that both of our dads are, in the same situation. I was 10 years old when my dad explained that he wanted to be a woman.
If I fall, you're always there to pick me up.
We're not going to play any more of this propaganda. We're analyzing it. Again, this is being done to completely confuse the civilization. This is a scientific takedown, which is the snake eating itself. The globalists use the West to run their empire, but they hate anything independent. So they're trying to destroy it as well. John Rappaport, final comment on this. Leanne McAdoo.
Well, unbelievable. You know, little kids have 50 different ideas a day about what they want to do when they grow up. You know, so if we all wanted to be a fireman when we were 5 years old, and then somebody stepped in and said, right on, brother, and we're going to make sure that's what you do. There's no way out now. This is really great that you want to be a fireman. That's called slavery. You know, and these kids are not being left alone to be themselves. They're being bombarded with this crap about you can be this.
Because, again, you're not going to have a job in the future. Robots have replaced you. Your new career is being asexual.
Exactly. Choosing your identity. This is now the new career. Okay, I want to be a, flowering gardenia plant. Okay, great.
What do they call the new trendies that can't get any jobs because they shut us down with globalism? The urban creatives. I mean, I heard them on the TV today. They were they sit around and drink coffee and tell you how smart they are and follow what the government says. Oh, aren't they delicate geniuses that can't wipe their own arse? Leanne McAdoo.
And just keep continuing to go to school again and again.
But they're dumb jellyfish. They're better than me that built my own media operation.
Right. Well, because they've got 20 degrees. Well, I think you guys nailed it earlier when you said that this is distracting people to let them decide what is freedom and what is not freedom. Hey, I live in America. I'm free. If I want to be a woman, this is a free country. And so that's where this new debate is of this is what is freedom. Don't look at the fact that our government is now being turned into a global governance structure. You know, that's what they're deciding on right now there in D.C. Don't even think about that. Don't worry about that. We just want to know if you think that this is okay that Charlie is now Carly.
See the article? They're called yuckies.
Right. Yuckies?
Yeah. I was on the treadmill, or I keep saying treadmill. We're going to do more overdrive. Rappaport, you got to go. Or you want to stay 10 more minutes?
I can go.
Great. Stay there too, Leanne. I'm sitting there on the elliptical this morning, and I've got the audio on, and it was local ABC, and they're going, they're young urban creatives. Oh, and it just shut them. I'm like, And they basically admitted they don't have jobs, but they've got 3 degrees, and they just walk around like, oh, it's so cool. Because they can't admit that they were set up, have $200,000 in debt. The globalists totally screwed them over, but they've got socks that are different colors, so it's okay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't have children. I love things.
How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
I thought
really?
You said
how many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
F*** you, you piece of
f***! Bunch of misogynist mother f***. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One, on! Get on!
Wow! Watch out!
These sets and guys that attack Elston.
From the
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment in Overdrive. So now I've been informed by the crew that is usually more up on trends than I am. Oh, that Yuckies are well known. Zuckerberg's promoting them. We showed an article out of New York about how wondrous it is. They don't have jobs. They're deep in debt. But they're cool. And like little baby birds, they're just basically, you know, fed poisonous vomit from their government mommy. And then they just repeat over and over again whatever they're told and then think they're like the intellectual elite. And the Red Guard out of L.A. that are here in Austin that go around worshiping Mao, they don't even know that Mao is, like, hated in China, beaten by the communists. They don't know what planet they're on. And they actually run and then crawl in dumpsters. In fact, one time I was at a dance studio picking up my girls. They were doing some ballet. They had this other big dance area. And I heard these moms going, oh, yeah, I love to crawl in dumpsters. Isn't this a cool thing? And it's so fun to wallow around the dumpsters. And then I heard people talking later about it. So it's just disconnected from reality, living on credit, worshiping big government, having no idea robots from France to China are replacing them, having no idea there's chemical weapons being put in the vaccines, food, and water. I mean, imagine when stuff collapses. These people, I mean, you go to downtown Austin, there are literal hordes of yuckies wandering around. They're saying the hipster's dead, and they're saying the yucky capital in these articles, Zuckerberg is commanding them, I'm not joking, it actually says it, are being deployed to Austin to bring down Texas.
Good Lord.
And, I mean, you talk about zombie invasion, folks. You talk about zombos. I mean, they are it. And again, they are the enlightened ones. They know like three words, racist, sexist, homophobe. And they just bleat them over and over again. Again, we are in Austin. I guess God put me here for a reason. You know, my mom's from here. So I just, you know, 25 years ago to battle these people. I was here long before they arrived to try to build our command base to contend with them. And you can laugh at them, but something this demonic, this weak, this artificial, this pathetic, it's like Hercules when he's sent to hell in one of his labors to rescue somebody. In the total darkness, you just don't even know how to fight them because they're just how do you fight people stumbling, drooling, saying, I kill my kids, and then crawling in trash cans? Because there's more of them than us, and they can vote. How do you defeat the hordes of evil, John Rappaport?
Well, first of all, I would call them Zuckies instead of Yuckies. And, let's just go after Facebook because this is the Facebook generation, right? You can be a troll. You can put up little photos of yourself. You can say, well, is it racist, homophobe, whatever, over and over again. And somehow you can survive. So this seems to me we should recharacterize it as the Facebook generation.
I agree. Zuckies. They're launching this meme this week. Let's hijack Yuckies and make them Zuckies. And explain to them that you're deep in debt. You've been conned. You love the system. You think doubling down on the system will save your ass. You're called a total loser.
Right, that's total program. Okay.
Zucky equals schmuck extraordinaire. Sorry. I apologize. I'm ranting. Go ahead, Rappaport.
No, go ahead, Leanne. I'm finished. I got Zucky. That's it.
Well, you coined the term Zucky. All hail John Rappaport.
Well, that's basically it, is that they're trying to program them and by making it trendy and cool that they have no jobs, no future. They'll be deep in debt, and they'll have nothing to do.
But why are you a Zuckophobe?
Sit around and eating artisanal donuts.
I'm a proud Zuckophobe.
Yeah.
What's going to happen, Leanne? What's going to happen, John? First, Leanne, when all this goes belly up, which it is. The globalists are running to bunkers right now. God knows when it I hope it doesn't happen, but it's inevitable. What happens when the next Great Depression hits to the Zucky horde?
I mean, they're going to be the ones that are teaching us how to get our food out of garbage cans. You know, I mean, that's frightening.
Wait a minute. That's true. At Whole Foods and everywhere, they promote this poor culture of not having money, even though it's a ripoff. And so I guess they are pre-positioning to be losers in the Depression.
Right.
Oh, that's why it's sexy to be bankrupt. They realize they've been conned, so now they're going with it.
It's they're hipsters.
They're embracing the fact that they were conned. Oh, I get it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing with the hipsters. They're always a step ahead. So
they're delicate. Wait a minute. Rappaport, they're geniuses. They're Confucians. They're
the garbage can movement.
Right.
How to get food. Wow, who thought of that? That's great.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about them, and I'm not joking, they worship trash dumpsters.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. There is actually...
No, I mean, they ran and were hugging them and like...
Yeah. No, there's a whole movement, and they have like secret symbols that they spray paint on the garbage cans that this garbage can has rotten food in it. This one's good. It usually has fresh food in it. Or we've already ransacked this garbage can. All the good food.
So they're quasi-homeless.
Yeah.
But they still support the system. They love it.
Right. Well, that's how that one kid said he pays for all of his abortions, is that he gets the money donated to him. So.
Zuckies.
Yeah.
But then they always have, like, the guy driving up the $80,000 brand new Jaguar, who's the foundation minion, who's just managing him, and they go and, like, sit around a professor and worship him, and he just goes, eh. The women just give themselves, and it's all,
So smart with your 8 degrees and no
job. I will send you out. Crawl to the trash can.
And you're the worst of the worst, because you are a white alpha male. So
I am?
Oh, yeah, you're done. You've had your time.
Like they tell me they're going to rent Jeremy.
You're anti-dumpster.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
How dare you?
Meanwhile, don't they know this whole mind control was written basically by globalists who just so happened to, a lot of them, be white alpha males?
Well, Zuckies, you know, Facebook, CIA money, basically, you know, kept it on the map and created it. So these are just sort of little CIA clones. Running around these Zuckies.
What do you call the fake liberals that are so fascist?
We need a better name for them. But, you know, they used to be called limousine liberals. Remember those days? That's when, you know, they would be, we're for everybody that has nothing while I'm sitting in the back of my limo on Park Avenue on my car phone calling my broker.
And those type of Democrats would always not pay taxes.
Yeah, they were doing it. Well, like Kerry with his, what was it, his boat that they kept moving around in order to avoid taxes up in New England there. Yeah, they'll do anything to avoid taxes. They'd probably spend half the day figuring out how to avoid taxes because that's how they make most of their money. So, yeah, they were the limousine liberals. Now they're, I don't know, the rich idiots who are trying to, you know, bring everybody else down because they know that government is their friend. Big government is their friend. Big government protects them. Big government protects big money, Wall Street corporations, which are all tied into the globalist takeover. So they feel like they're immune. They're on the right side.
And that big system gives their Zuckies a little piece of chicken feed. So they worship it, not knowing they're a prisoner in a cage being given food 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd resent somebody giving me food in a cage. I wouldn't be, oh, thank you, and then hate people that were outside trying to blow the wall up to get me out.
Even if it was an artisanal donut?
Well, I'm just not elitistly hating these trendies. I talk to them. They're so stupid.
And it's very frustrating and infuriating that they think that you're so stupid. You know what I mean? Like a self-made human being who has built his own empire, has tons of
empire. Not an empire.
Oh, of course it is. We're the bad guys because we don't, you know, believe in killing our kids and fighting the system by killing everyone and getting us all to kill each other.
We're not even judging people that have had abortions. We're just saying the globalists are pushing it for a bad reason. John Rappaport, big victory today. Great articles on Bilderberg at nomorefakenews.com. We commend you. I want to get you on soon about your books and just about things in general. 45-second closing comment, then Leanne.
Don't forget about freedom, folks. This is not going away just because we had a great victory right now. They're coming back for more. They want to pass these treaties. They're going to do whatever they possibly can to do it. And they have to know that millions of us are awake, mm-hmm. and we're not going to take it.
Absolutely not.
It's just such a fake celebrity culture where they can just celebrate being conned and having no future. And so then people love the globalism condom because it's their identity. They give you a fake identity. You adopt it and then defend it when it's your shackles. It's just total idiocy, Leanne.
Right, absolutely. And that's why we can't be distracted by everything they've got going on out there because they do want to bring back this whole TPP and TPA as early as next week. They're just going to keep on bringing it back around, wearing us down. And it is about global governance, putting it in place, with this TPP, and the key is that it's going to be a six-year fast-track authorization. So the next president will have, you know, it's a living document. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's one reason the Democrats didn't do this. We're not giving a Republican dictatorial power for 4 years. I mean, you don't give anyone that.
Right.
Leanne McAdoo, great job. Who's hosting the news tonight?
Me.
Leanne McAdoo, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job, Rappaport. Great job, crew. See you this Sunday. Lord willing, don't take this show for granted, folks. I know I don't. 4 to 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from guns80.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at guns80.com. Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Strange days have found us.
Strange days. Strange days have found us.
They're going to destroy us.
Strange days have tracked us down.
Yeah, they tracked us down.
Yeah,
the kickoff of the transmission, I mentioned seven key events that are going to happen by the end of September. An article on Infowars.com by Michael Schneider. Seven key events that are going to happen by the end of September is something really big about to happen. Michael Schneider's a smart guy. I want to get him on as a guest. Like, I think I've said that before. It's fallen through the cracks. And that ties into EU prepares for worse as Greece drives finances to the brink. They've had three different bail-ins, taxes, handing over hundreds of Grecian islands worth billions apiece in some cases to globalist companies. When Greece helped bail out the euro in 2008, its people did. They were signed on to this debt that wasn't theirs predominantly, and now they get to have their taxes raised. And the reason I start this segment with that point is the more you do what the globalists say, the worse it gets. Their solutions always make it worse, always put you in more debt, always end up making you poorer, always giving them more power, because that's what they do. They make themselves rich while making you poor to control you. It's called economic warfare in their own words. And everyone I talk to feels the ominous dread that's coming. Is it potential expanded war with Russia? The Middle East destabilized? The South China crisis? Economic collapse? I think greater than that, it is the group collective that's been proven to be a group consciousness of the 7.5 billion souls on this planet waking up. Not everybody, but a large cadre across the globe waking up and getting concerned. Those of us that have been awake a long time see someone who just wakes up and they're all freaking out, and we basically are picking up on their concern. And that's a good thing, because if you're not concerned, there's something wrong with you. A few days ago, there was a giant mushroom cloud style formation over England, and folks thought Russia had nuked them. Well, people should be concerned about being nuked. And those type of clouds form all the time. Why were they concerned now? Why was there panicking now when even the media wasn't pushing it as something to be concerned about? We're supposed to be scared of boogeymen under the table or Jaws is going to eat us, things that don't exist or are super rare. Not about real things that could happen. And so my message is just this. I have nothing but goodwill towards everybody, every race, color, creed, every region of the globe. I want people to do good. I have goodwill. Most of you have goodwill. The globalist social engineers have bad will. And people that have bad will towards humanity are directing our development and our future and admitting they're doing it. And I have a great frustration to see black turns against white and vice versa, to see the globalists playing populations off against each other, removing borders to create crises and then exacerbating those, centralizing dictatorial power. But the most important thing I want to transmit is to people that work for the system and who believe that they've picked the winning side, even if it's immoral, even if it's corrupt. They have Machiavellianly chosen that the end justifies the means with, quote, real politic, a laissez-faire attitude towards tyranny. And it is you who has empowered the evil ones. It is you who have passively gone along with it or even aggressively supported it to be promoted that are going to destroy our society and maybe even our world. It's people like you that let governments kill 262 million innocent people in the 20th century. It's people like you that, if it kicks off again in a chain reaction, are going to cause the death of billions, including you and your family. And if you don't feel it in your bones or even see it intellectually, let me just slap you upside the head politically and tell you something. You better stop serving evil, and you better stop running over the Bill of Rights and Constitution and other systems around the world, and you better start doing the right thing right now, or we're going to lose everything. Don't don't you have self-preservation in your body? Even if you're a sociopath, you ought to understand that evil is growing out of control and is reaching critical mass, and we got to put it back in the bottle now. We don't have time.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious in Austria.
We have just massive amounts of huge breaking news concerning Bilderberg. If you're a new listener, Bilderberg is one of the most secretive, probably the most secretive and elite secret summits. It's been held every year since 1954, when officially it was given the name Bilderberg. Of course, similar meetings were being chaired before that, but at that meeting, the old European robber baron elite, this has now been declassified and released by Bilderberg about 11 years ago to the BBC, to establish the European Union, the North American Union, the Asian Union, and to bring in a planetary government. At the core of it being an Atlantic alliance, both sides of the Atlantic, to bring in the planetary regime, to bring in a global government based around guilt of hurting the Earth, based on regulating the seas, the lands, the air. They developed the plan. They deployed the plan. They're almost complete right now. And if their plan is identified, it will not be able to be forced through. That's why TPP is so key. It's why Obama has engaged in a first ever. He's gone and addressed Capitol Hill. He's gone and given speeches, obviously, State of the Unions, I guess six of them, or seven of them now. But he's never gone to actually twist arms, not even with Obamacare. He's doing that with TPP today because it makes the presidency a dictatorship. We're going to break all that down. But if I have to codify or condense, crystallize why I am so concerned and why so many others are concerned, it's that things are all moving very quickly right now. Rights that have been fought for so long are being dissolved. Tyranny is making leaps and bounds of forward movement right now. And it is very painful to behold it. Because if you understand how oppression works and how centralization works and how command and control works, it degrades the individual, it destroys productivity, it destroys security, it destroys honor, it destroys upward mobility. It is the Dark Ages. It is bondage. It is humiliation. It is poverty. It is sadness. It is disgrace. It is dishonor. Not since Magna Carta have we seen something as big as is happening now. And, of course, this is the opposite or the inverse, the upside down of Magna Carta, 1215. This is the upside down or the inverse of 1776. This is the upside down or inverse of, say, the Voting Rights Act. This is the president becoming the front man of a bunch of secretive private corporations that will have total control over everything in the U.S. And they're meeting in secret in the Austrian Alps right now and have helicopter gunships flying around with their doors open with federal special forces aiming machine guns at demonstrators. And Rob Dew and crew march up to the top of the mountain to the military radar station that's right on the edge of the exclusion zone and record it. Paramilitary Cobra, that's what they're called, admitting they know criminals are inside and, quote, their hands are tied. And this is perfect compartmentalization. I bet you money those special forces guys are nice, hardworking, honorable people who risk their lives and who don't engage in criminal activities. And here they are, the best guard dogs you could get, the best sheep dogs you could find, guarding a bunch of wolves, a bunch of nasty, red-eyed, mangy curs inside who have a long history of chewing basically babies' guts out. It's this upside-down world. I mean, the place is full of known gangsters, full of mega banks that launder money, with the bank regulators of Europe and the U.S. and England, the head of the exchequer, meeting with the criminal banks they regulate. I mean, you wonder why HSBC and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan can get caught money laundering, running drug aircraft. Why Wachovia, why Wells Fargo can. You wonder why they can fix the interest rates. And they can fix the currency rates, and they can fix the stock markets, all admitted now. Fix the gold and silver markets, all admitted. It's all come out. And they're given less than 1% fines, slaps on the wrist. When whistleblowers come out and expose them, then those whistleblowers get killed, or they get fired. The Congress is having hearings on it. The Washington Post is reporting right now. And then they go, okay, you stole trillions, we'll give you a $4 billion fine. Oh, you laundered $378 million? Wells Fargo, we'll give you a $111 million fine. On $378 billion. I'm going to go to our reporters, but this is crazy. And I've studied the criminology of these bankers. They're like Corzine, the head of Goldman Sachs, the governor in New Jersey, before Chris Christie, who made 40-to-1 bets with other people's brokerage firms, bank accounts, of a company he'd taken over, and they didn't even tell the people they'd taken it over, and then they used their money to make 40-to-1 bets, and then it took him 2 years to pay the money back, and they kept some of it. These people are crazy. They've got U.S. Special Forces and mercenaries fighting Russian Spetsnaz in eastern Ukraine right now, with Samantha Powers there today, just 6 hours ago, giving a threatening speech to Russia on their doorstep. It'd be like if the head Russian envoy to the UN was in basically Brownsville across the border threatening Texas. I mean, it's crazy. She's never been in the military. She doesn't know anything about geopolitics. You can look at her and see she's a power-crazed nobody with a bunch of lipstick on, trying to start a war with the Russians. Crazy town! Crazy town! These people are nuts! I mean, at least Hitler knew what he was doing and got his ass kicked. Excuse me, I just can't handle it anymore. I study politics. I study geopolitics. I interview all the top experts, Nobel Prize winners in economics, you name it, who say the same thing I'm saying. All the top futurists are saying we're in deep trouble. So many former generals, you name it. It's not just me. We're in a crisis with crazy people running things. Congress is trying to make the president a dictator today. This isn't some trade deal. It's a takeover. That's why you can't see it. We already got three subsections that are so bad, I can't even believe they're this bold. These people are drunk on chutzpah and on bravado. They're crazy. I'm going to stop right there and go to Paul Joseph Watson. There have been so many developments. They get followed by police everywhere. We've got a recording, audio recording we're going to play of them up on top of the mountain, talking to the Cobra people. We've got, there's helicopters flying around with gun pods and guys hanging out the doors for like 20 members of the press. They're rousting at 1 a.m. London Guardian reporters and interrogating them for 45 minutes and then taking them outside and shining spotlights in their eyes. And the cops even look pathetic and embarrassed while they're doing it, but they're ordered to do it. I mean, it's crazy. And then Bilderberg publishes for the first time in a U.S. newspaper a letter, we have it on InfoWars.com, going, we are open to the public and want you to know everything we're doing. Thank you, press, for coming. A sick psych warfare event. I mean, everything with them is a sick joke in reverse. They say demons speak in reverse. I guess that must be true. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson from Austria to give us the latest developments. Paul, please tell us what's happened there at Bilderberg 2015 in the last 21 hours.
Well, I think this day has got to be the worst in terms of harassment. It just seems to be getting more intense. First of all, our mugshots, mine, Josh, and Rob, are up in the police cabin that's at the checkpoint at the bottom of the hill. All they have taped up to the wall are pictures of the passports of myself, Rob Dew, and Josh Owens, and a picture of our vehicle, and then a map of the area. And that's it. So why do they need that there? Whether they're, you know, that's the instruction to treat us better, or whether it's, you know, if you get filmed at the checkpoint again, arrest these people.
It means leave you alone. Go ahead.
So, yeah, we noticed that last night, and I saw it again driving down today. But I was thinking earlier, the last three Bilderbergs that I went to, this is my fourth, I never got asked for ID once. At either any of those last three Bilderbergs, I've been asked for ID here more times in this three-day period than my entire life.
Well, that's the joke about German culture.
When you go to bars in England, they don't normally ask for ID. So, literally, they've asked for my ID, and that's not even the start of it. I mean, we start the day by driving back to the communications truck to get a shot of the hotel from long distance. And within about 10 minutes, these police again walk up with sidearms. They came from the golf course. Again, show us your papers. We were there for a good 15, 20 minutes. At first, they weren't happy with the insurance documents or whatever for the rented vehicle. They wanted more documentation on that. Eventually let us go. There were two other individuals who were obviously working in that communications radio van who were talking to the police, so we know that that's part of the fake cell phone tower system that they've got here to suck up all the communications. So we got through that harassment, 10 a.m. in the morning.
Let's not forget the armored vehicle driving up with machine guns. I mean, they are really... What about the new stuff with these attack helicopters flying around? And then the Bilderbergs put out this statement saying, we love you.
They put out a statement saying, we welcome general interest in the conference. So their idea of welcoming general interest is to have checkpoints 6 miles away, police at the top of mountains, miles away, harassing us. You know, Rob Dew probably nearly got arrested earlier today. I'll tell you about that in a minute. That is their idea of welcoming interest. Again, completely ridiculous, completely tyrannical. So after we got through that first harassment, we went to pick up Rob to hike up the mountain. We wanted to get long-range shots of the roof of the hotel, which we actually got before that, and we caught Cobra security forces on camera, literally taking selfies of themselves on top of the Bilderberg Hotel. So then we got about halfway up. And before that, another incident of harassment. They put up a new map, which basically says if you're caught in this zone with a recording device, you will be ID'd and put in a database. It was in German. We wanted to know what it said. We found out after from a German colleague. So Rob goes up to the police outside the Bilderberg Hotel to ask them what this map says to get directions to where we're hiking. Instantly, he's swarmed and surrounded by 7 cops for one person asking directions politely and in a friendly way. And they do this thing where they all each stand in a certain position around you in a circle. So they're all in position to tackle you. They do that every time. So after that harassment, and this is all on Twitter, and we'll get all the videos going up. Some of it's already gone up. So we start hiking up the mountain to get another long-range shot of the hotel and to go up to where the helicopters are taking off and the military radar station for the no-fly zone. So we get about halfway up the mountain. We meet 3 individuals from prisonplanet.pl, and they were very friendly, very helpful. And it turns out we were obviously being listened to by these mountain cops, because within probably about 5 minutes of us saying goodbye to those people, we were confronted by these police officers. Again, the full routine. This time they searched our bags. That's the first time our bags have been searched. One of them was pretty friendly. Rob started educating him about the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment and the right to a free press. At first, they seemed pretty friendly. We said goodbye. They checked our ID again. We started walking up the mountain. By this point, we were about 3/4 of the way up the mountain. The whole thing took probably about 2.5 hours to get up there. So then we realized that, again, we're being followed on foot by these police officers on a mountain that's miles and miles away from the Bilderberg Hotel. They're following us right behind us on foot. So we get to the top of the mountain, or that smaller mountain, to a restaurant to have lunch. And the police, more police are there waiting for us. The police that were following us are coming in from behind. So, again, we talked to them. They actually had a dog that looked like a German Shepherd. And, in fact, they had to call it off as soon as we got there because it was growling. I think it was definitely a police dog. So, you know, we order food. Anytime we walk around the restaurant to get shots of the Bilderberg Hotel or the military radar, they follow us. And then, you know, we're being polite the whole time. Rob goes up to talk to them again, being polite, talking about how there are war criminals meeting there. Kissinger, Reni Benko, the Austrian property developer who just got indicted. And they start getting aggressive, or at least one of them does, and he literally grabs Rob by the arm. We've got all this on audio and video. We're going to put it together. And he says, basically says, you be quiet now. You be quiet. Go back. And he wanted us to go back and sit down and shut up. So he actually grabbed Rob. And
yeah, this guy's a piece of work. We have video and photos of this for TV viewers. I mean, and Rob's a big guy. This guy looks even bigger than Rob and looks like he wanted to have a fight. I mean, what's wrong with these people? Don't they want the press to cover secret political meetings? Don't they care about their families? Why do people love to serve evil? I just don't get it. And it'd be one thing if they just did their job. Why be so mean to us?
Well, we're just doing our job. And they said, oh, you're not international press. Well, there aren't any international press here. You know, you're
we are international press. We have more viewers and readers than most major newspapers.
Yeah. And we actually hike up frigging mountains to try and get footage for a real news story about 120 of the most powerful people in the world. There's nobody from CNN here. There's nobody from ABC, Fox News, any of those.
That's because they got the order not to be there. They don't want you there because this is the real power structure. I'm skipping this network break to have more time. This is just too important. Paul Watson, it is just mind-blowing. I want to get Rob Due in front of the camera, so make any other important points you want to make, any other political agendas we've learned about, anything else that's important, and then let's get Rob Due in front of the camera.
Well, the other thing is, when we left the cops and hiked back down the mountain, as soon as we got back to the entrance of the hotel, where there was a small protest taking place, at least two cops were watching us intently. So obviously, they got some...
And again, folks, if you hear Paul's voice speeding up and slowing down, fade down. If you hear him speeding up and slowing down, that's not how he talks. That's Skype from Austria in the mountains. Paul, I've just got to say this. I want to go there, though. I mean, I've been to Europe and to other. I love Colorado. But that mountain valley vista behind you looks like Valhalla. I mean, it looks like that I'm going to see Flight of the Valkyries any moment there. That is gorgeous. Just simply beautiful. We're showing a pan of this for TV viewers. You're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show to add that dimension. And it is your support of Infowars.com, spreading the word, supporting our sponsors, buying the high-quality nutraceuticals at InfowarsLife.com, becoming PrisonPlanet.tv members, buying shortwave radios, high-quality non-GMO seeds, the 500-plus products at InfowarsStore.com that makes it all possible. So thank you all for helping us build a true media organization, a true media operation. We're going to go ahead and go to Rob Due now and get his take on the situation. I want to just say that our reporters have done an excellent job. I want to thank you all for your support. The group of state police down at the bottom quit harassing our reporters once we had everybody call them. This is Cobra security and then police that they brought in to be their minions that are acting like this. We do have some audio coming up that we'll play later of Due actually talking to them. And there's video, too, but the camera's pointed at the ground. But very aggressive tactics, very third world, very shameful of Austria. This is the worst we've seen even in quasi-third world areas like Turkey and Greece. And, of course, they were once not third world. Greece was first world. The first world started there, but it's been taken over by the bankers and put in the toilet bowl. Still beautiful, not running down Greece. A lot of awake people there. But just really, really shameful. Let's go to Rob Due. Okay, we just lost their connection. We're going to go back to them here in just a moment. As I was just plugging, please check out the high-quality Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. It was sold out for about 3 days. We warned you that we're running out of the Deep Earth Crystal Source. We're trying to secure more of that right now. We said we had a small amount a few weeks ago in manufacturing process at the laboratory. That was delivered yesterday. At current sales rates, it will be sold out by next week, and then it could be months. You know, DNA Force was sold out for 4 or 5 months. I hope Survival Shield X2 is not going to sell out. We still have the original Survival Shield that is excellent. It's not as strong. It's from Kelp, clean kelp source. This is a deep earth crystal source, so both original Survival Shield and X2 are available. We have plenty of Survival Shield, but we are running out of Survival Shield X2. A small amount came back in. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We still have the Pro 1 G2 pitcher filters. The filter and the pitcher, 20% off, normally $69, now $55. I can't say buying this really supports us because it's almost at cost, but this is one of our lost leader specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go ahead and roll some of that audio from up at the radar emplacement that the military has put in. for the event. Of course, they stick this up there by a small restaurant for the Alpiners, and then just didn't like our guys daring to come up and talk to them, and got physical. And so Rob Dude put his hands up. We've got the still photos of it that some of the tourists were taking, and then the cop put his hands up as a joke afterwards as well, I guess hoping that Dude would do something. Very shameful. If you want to fight us, get a boxing ring and put gloves on, punk. Don't be a coward. Let's go ahead and go to the audio. Here it is.
Yeah? What's that? You can't walk over here?
It's all.
What's wrong?
For security.
For security. For who? From us?
No, from us.
For we're bad? Why are we bad? Journalists is bad in Austria?
Yes.
How is a journalist bad in Austria? You're protecting criminals, you know that.
Okay.
Ah.
In a sense?
I understand. Do you understand? You're protecting criminals. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And yet we're treated like criminals. You got our passports, take picture,
yeah.
Send them in. I'm a journalist. I have no gun.
Okay.
I have nothing. And you're justifying it right now. You know? What's your name?
Police.
Police, huh? What, you use 9mm or a Glock? What do you have? A Glock?
What a home set.
So is journalism illegal in Austria? It is?
This is your press identification.
Sure.
It's not international press.
My identification is not international press?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
You want anything?
I do. I want the Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes, okay.
With the French fries.
French fries.
Yes. He said we're not international press.
There's no international press here.
Yeah. He said press is not illegal in Austria.
But we are international press.
Press is not legal.
We come from another country to cover worldwide. We're the definition of press.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Alpha.
Is there any military around it or not?
Yeah, there's a guy sitting in there.
Did he follow you up there?
Yeah. Okay.
That's one guy he talked to, not the guy grabbing him.
No. I just got an audio of him saying press is illegal. And I asked him his name, and I asked why he's protecting criminals. And I said, a journalist bad.
If you get arrested,
yes, journalist bad.
Carry us down.
Journalist bad, Kissinger good.
There's a road right here. The road goes down that way.
Oh.
And it's a pretty nice road, actually. If those can make it up, we could have probably made it up.
Mm.
You guys know Reni Benko, huh? Reni Benko?
Benko, yes, I do.
Yeah, he's at the Bilderberg.
Yeah.
His suspended sentence for fraud, embezzlement, real estate transactions, illegal.
I love how people talk to foreigners, they talk in like a fake accent.
Henry Kissinger, criminal. Who else?
My dad does that when he's at a Mexican food restaurant ordering food. He goes, taco.
Multi-million
person speaks perfect English.
Arms trading.
Here, back it up.
Back
it up.
Protecting, just so you
back
know.
It up 1 minute. I shouldn't have been talking over it. We'll come back and play more of it. Or back up a minute and we'll go out to break playing it. Go ahead and start rolling it again. Thanks.
Yeah, the station.
No. I just got an audio of him saying press is illegal. And I asked him his name and asked why he's protecting criminals. And I said, a journalist bad.
If you get arrested up here, do they carry us down?
There's a road right here. The road goes down that way.
Oh.
And it's a pretty nice road, actually. If those can make it up, we could have probably made it up.
Mm.
You guys know Reni Benko, huh? Reni Benko?
Benko, yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break, come back, and finish up with this.
Fraud.
When he brings up the fact there's criminals inside and the federal police. Yeah, we know. We can't do anything about it. That audio's coming up. This is real journalism. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hcfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hcfirearms.com.